I am intro.
Intros.
Isn't there intronauts? Something?
Probably. Like an introvert. But like in space. Introverts in space.
Finally, somewhere I can be by myself.
For the love of fuck.
Aw, oh, man.
That would actually jacking it in space.
that'd be funny. It'd be like a odd couple in space. Like, finally some peace and quiet.
Is that show still on TV?
I
never watched it.
Which one are you referring to?
The one that they just retooled with Thomas Lennon.
Oh, I don't think so. I think that had like half a season and then got punched in the network dick.
One way I'm assuming. Probably on Hulu.
Yeah, probably.
I'll watch it get punched in the dick.
Also known as Wipeout.
Oh, so what did we talk about this time? We had a technical difficulty, but we don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, we did.
We talked about Delta Bear Lines.
Yeah, Delta Bear Lines.
Had a problem with rhyming.
We did.
What would you call that? Okay.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Trying to find a word that sounds like another word. Starts with a nim or ends with a nim.
Onomatopoeia?
That might be it, right?
No, that's like buzz or fizz.
It's either like a synonym, antonym, or a homonym. But homonyms are like airs. Air.
Oh.
Wood.
Dyke.
Yep. So for dyke's just a dyke.
Dyke, no. Dyke is also a dyke. There's like three types of dykes.
Dyke.
Dyke is just fun to say.
Dyke cubed.
Thank you very much.
There are a bunch of airs too.
I don't remember.
We didn't talk about any of that though.
No, talk about it now.
We talked about you going to DragonCon in Detroit, Rock City.
Detroit Thunder City, which actually I think might have been a thing too.
Yeah. We lost to the Thunder in the playoffs, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
Or no, it was the Lightning. Fuck them.
Well, there was Thunder and Lightning, so it's both.
Very, very frightening. Well, here it is.
Yep.
Cue that theme music.
Ba-bam, bam.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, whatever.
Hello.
So, you're watching football.
I'm watching foosball. It's first game of the season.
Yes.
And depending on which league I'm in, I have people on both teams playing.
Seems like cheating.
Not really, because I usually do three leagues, and this year I'm only doing two. And in one league, I have Ben Roethlisberger, one of the receivers from Pittsburgh, and Rob Gronkowski. And then my band league, I only have Rob Gronkowski, but he scored three touchdowns tonight. So, winning.
All I got out of that was, what a burger.
Pretty much.
Which, of course, you know, is the slogan for McDonald's.
Probably.
Yeah. Have you ever had Whataburger?
Had Smash Burger with you.
That's not it.
I had Five Guys, but that's not even anything to do with food.
Yeah.
Zing. I don't think so.
Oh, well, it's only in like the not California. I'm not sure where it starts, because they had it in New Mexico. But I don't know if it has it all the way over in Nevada either. But I think it's like a Texas thing. They're everywhere.
Texas?
Yeah, Texas. They're everywhere in Texas.
Those bastards.
Yes. Tell you what, though, it ain't no Chipotle.
Chipotle's cool. Except for McDonald's owns them.
Really?
You know that?
No.
And McDonald's bought Chipotle, but apparently the people who owned it before still get to run it, and that's why it's quality.
So that's the only reason McDonald's is still alive.
Pretty much, because they're like one of the top five failing franchises.
McDonald's?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, right next to SeaWorld.
That's not a franchise.
All right.
But I think Olive Garden's up there, too.
If you believe in SeaWorld, they can become a franchise this year.
I mean, there's a couple of them. I don't know if those are still open. Ours is.
Dynasty.
I don't think ours will ever close.
We'll
see. Well, I think they do good things, but I think they also do very bad things. Having worked there.
Yeah. That was a long time ago, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure they've toned down the evil at least a little bit.
I think Anheuser-Busch still owned it when I worked there.
Yeah.
I don't remember if they sold or not. But now there's not even fucking Clydesdales, so I mean, how cool could it be?
A park dedicated to sea animals without Clydesdales is no place for me and my family.
Right? They even had the donkey from the one commercial for a while, which is cool.
Oh, the old donkey commercials? He was trying to be a horse?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
They actually got one, which it was funny because like you'd be looking in there and it'd be like six Clydesdales and a fucking donkey
living out
in that area. There's like the world's largest rodent.
Oh, that's funny.
What do you call it? It's
marsupial.
No, it's an actual rodent.
Kangaroo.
Capybara.
Capoeira.
Oh, that's fucking Brazilian dance fighter. I think it is called capybara. It's like it looks like a giant. Like rat hamster thing. I need to Google that shit. Google it, Jared.
Capybara. Oh, those things.
Yeah, right. It kind of looks like a horse rat. I'm right though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It definitely looks like a horse rat. The thing is huge.
There's that, and then there's these weird like birds that have super long eyelashes. Like there's some fucking hood rat bitches with eyelash extensions.
Cholo birds.
It's just so weird because, like, having worked there, I remember that being like the beer gardens and the horses and donkey. And now it's a capybara and some fucking things that keep winking at me seductively.
Yeah.
And no beers. Much less beers.
Again, a sea world with no horses or beer is no place for me and my family.
I'm saying.
So, before we forget, riffs of the week.
Yeah, have we done the? Let's do that.
Yeah. So, what was yours?
You tried to veto.
Veto.
To veto one of them.
I did.
But I still went with it. I'm going with the main riff to Mr. Brownstone by Guns N' Roses.
Mr. Brownstone.
Kind of rock, but it's also kind of like got like a bluesy feel to it.
The main riff?
Yeah, it's like... Here.
Give me
starts at like... Starts at like 20 seconds. 21 seconds. Maybe 22.
All right. Well, cue the music, Johnny. Guns N' Roses, I hear it so much.
Right. We only hear like the fucking Welcome to the Jungle,
yeah.
Paradise City,
yeah.
Sweet Child of Mine.
Like those three songs are dead to me. Huh. That's a pretty cool riff. It's very Guns N' Roses esque.
Right.
I like how the album art for this album is literally guns with roses wrapped around them.
That's just one of it. The actual Appetite for Destruction was like a cross with all of their faces as skulls or something.
Oh. Still. They're taking it a little literally.
Sometimes you have to make your point, you know?
Like, our name is Guns and Roses, and I want Guns and Roses on my thing.
Technically, their name is Guns and Roses. Guns and Roses.
That A and D needs to get the fuck out. You know why?
Nobody likes A or D. Even though those are, that's actually both my initials.
Yeah. Well, they didn't want any ads. That's a bad joke.
It's a bad joke.
It was a bad joke. Oh, man. All right.
What's yours?
I forgot. What was it? Oh, yeah. From the same time frame, kind of.
Mm.
There's this band called Hybria, maybe?
From the early 90s?
96.
I mean, same time frame as fucking Appetite for Destruction.
I guess I was looking at the wrong thing. I thought it was 87.
Not the year they uploaded it.
Maybe. Whatever. Anyways, so this band, they're a power metal, speed metal band from Brazil. And the lead singer, he's... Well, you can't understand anything he's saying because he's got a ridiculous accent. Yeah. But the bass player is Amazeballs.
Amazeballs.
So, yeah.
What's the song called?
Oh, yeah, right. Nah, Tiger Punch.
Ah, the only one that pops up on YouTube.
Well, it's probably the only good song we have.
All right, let's listen to it.
All right. Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, the video has these, like, 3D shitty modeled F-16s in them, and...
Bass player's pretty tappy.
Yeah, very tappy.
I like a tappy. Johnny Tapia. Alright, that's pretty riff-tastic.
Yeah, isn't it? Isn't that great? Yeah. You should listen to the rest of the song at some point, because it's fucking ridiculous.
I'll do that after this, because yeah. It might be weird.
Nah. The chorus lyrics go like so. Tiger punch in a light speed attack. Cuts like a blade the horizons he flies. Tiger punch in a light speed attack with steel heart and soul like an eagle he flies. Tiger punch.
Deep shit.
I know. I feel like they were trying to rip off Eye of the Tiger, but they translated it wrong.
You see that Survivor is suing that Kim Davis chick and Mike Huckabee?
Why?
Because they used Eye of the Tiger for her getting out of jail.
Yeah.
And didn't have permission. Fucking Trump did that. Now REM's yelling at him, and a couple other people got mad at him.
Well, I guess... from what I understand, though, he bought the rights to that song.
I feel like, I understand it's the record label and they just want money, but, like, it's a political thing, so I feel like the artist should have a say on that, because if one of those assholes tried using my song, it's like, yeah, we're broke and we could use the money, but there's no way that that's what I want to be known for. At some point, your artistic fucking side has to take precedence.
I like how people would rather be an intro for a wrestler then come out for a political party.
No, fuck yeah, dude. I don't even care what wrestler it is. I'd gladly do it. But if fucking... Especially a guy named Huckabee.
Right?
Which, in the words of Cat Williams, sounds like bullshit weed. I don't want that guy to have anything to do with my fucking music. Yeah. That's not what I represent at all.
No.
In no way.
No way. No.
There'd be way. No way. So what else?
Oh man. Well, I just got back from Dragon Con.
Oh, did you see any dragons?
Not real ones. They are extinct.
I told this guy's getting the real dragons. There aren't any here. No, there never were. It never existed.
Yes. So, so flying to and from there, I have some rants about this stupid airline shit.
What does the airline rhyme with?
Air crime? Bear crime. Airline bear crime?
The fuck airline rhymes with bear crime?
It does rhyme with bear crime.
Like you could have said like Felta, Hamerica, Northwest.
Oh. Oh, that.
Yeah, not the that. Airline.
It rhymes
not the
with...
word airline. Jesus Christ.
It rhymes with Delta.
It rhymes with Delta? See, so in Felta. I already have something good for you. Yeah. Yeah, Melta.
I guess I missed what you were trying to Helta, get at there.
Skelta.
Man, I don't give a... trying sick. To hide my
You must
anger.
Have been in Atlanta recently, because that flew over your fucking head.
Yes. I was. Weird, right? Anyways. So I was on this bear crime, Delta.
Bear crime. Delta bear crimes. So that's how we're getting away with it. We're not talking about Delta Airlines. We're talking about Delta bear crimes.
Yeah, it's...
It's a separate entity.
Yeah. Yogi Bear was in jail for a little bit for some bear crimes.
Hey, boo-boo. Hey, yo, boo-boo.
I'm sorry I stabbed you.
It's tough to get a picnic basket, you know?
Yeah. It's getting harder and harder by the day, man. The economy, it's ridiculous.
And not many people picnicking, especially in the national parks.
Nope.
The waterfalls is all dried up.
Especially since they banned all the forest fires.
Boo.
Bring back the forest fires.
I saw a Smokey the Bear sign the other day, and all I could think was, this must be really old.
I saw a commercial for that the other day.
For Smokey?
Yeah, but it was a commercial from the 90s.
Nice.
But it was still on TV.
It's like Cadbury. Cadbury still uses the same fucking commercial.
Cadbury has commercials?
Yeah, every Easter, Cadbury has the fucking... with the lion trying to be a bunny.
I swear, I don't think... I swear, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, it's the same commercial I remember as a child.
Wow. Huh.
Oh, garbage time touchdown.
I love garbage time.
Good.
What was I saying? Oh yeah, anyways. When the hell did they start... Well, this is a bear crime. They started charging for food and movies.
When are they what?
They like the little, you know, they have those little screens in the in each seat. Have you been on an airplane?
Wait, did you hear about this?
So there I was, committing bear crimes.
Bear crime.
For those tuning in, we had a technical error.
It involved bear crimes.
It was a crime.
Just know that there was a natural, hilarious bit about Jared misunderstanding me, not saying things.
Yeah, well...
Let's piece it in.
I think I'll keep that in. It kept most of it, so...
Good.
I mean, I guess I don't need to explain that. They already know that because they just listened to it.
So you're on Delta Bear Crimes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I asked you, have you ever been on a plane?
Yeah, and then TV screens.
Yeah. So there's TV screens. It's got the little dingy thingy on it that you have to punch incredibly hard in order to get to work.
Never had to do that, okay?
Yeah, well, you know.
I don't think I've ever been on a plane that had an individual screen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there are these things.
Called planes.
Yeah, called planes that have individual screens. Well, anyway, so on there, you know, you go through the library or whatever. And before, I could have sworn, maybe this is just true of international flights or something, but there's just like a whole bunch of movies. And you just find what you want to watch, and then you fall asleep.
Nice.
That's the general order of things. Well, they cost like $6 a piece now.
No way.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Like on-demand prices.
Yeah. Now, when I flew back and I upgraded my seat for $100, they were free.
The fuck?
Yeah.
So you pay an extra $100 and you get a free $7 movie?
Well, and more legroom, which you would need if you ever went on a plane.
I've flown first class before.
Oh, la-dee-da.
It was alright.
It would take like my entire month's salary for probably like 3 months to fly to Atlanta first class.
Right. I flew from here to San Francisco first class.
And that was probably still like $500.
I didn't pay for it.
Well, of course you didn't. Anyways.
There is a Geico commercial and the band Europe is in it.
What?
And they're doing a final countdown of a guy's burrito in the microwave.
That's amazing.
I thought you should know.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but on the way back, I watched Fast and Furious 7.
Uh-huh.
It was edited.
Why?
I don't know.
Like it was fucking Walmart?
Yeah, like so bad. There's a scene in the beginning where they're on a beach or some shit. I don't know. There's a bunch of people in bikinis. They blurred the butts.
No way.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I guess because anybody could watch them, but who's worried about butts?
Yeah, but that also makes me think, if I had paid $6 to watch an edited movie, I would have been fucking pissed.
Hell yeah, like especially if there was no warning or anything saying it was going to be edited.
Well, no, that was the thing, because I've seen that before. Well, they where they'd had the TV release versions of it, but they also have the full version too, just, you know, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
No warning. It just said Fast and Furious 7.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. What a bunch of assholes.
At least it was that movie. Had you tried to like watch an actual good movie and it happened, I would have flipped out.
That's true. I mean, it wasn't too bad, but
did I just they play that song?
Yeah.
It's been a long day.
I actually fell asleep like somewhere in the middle of the movie, and then I woke up to that, and I was like, "Oh, it must be over."
Oh, he died.
Spoilers.
That's gonna be my next riff of the week.
That song.
Yep.
That's a good song. I guess.
All right.
If you're into that.
That guy has another song with that Meghan Trainor chick called Let's Marvin Gaye and Get It On.
That's creative.
Listen to it.
I don't like it. I'm not going to listen to it.
I don't know.
You can't make me.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to listen to it after this.
Damn it.
Maybe during. Let's put it down real low on my headphones.
If I get played out by Marvin Gaye and Let's Get It On.
Let's Marvin Gaye and Get It On.
Well, I guess that sort of makes sense, I guess.
If you got drowned out by actual Marvin Gaye, that's okay.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
I expect that.
That's legitimate.
Yeah, it's like the audio version of having a tie on the doorknob.
Bird.
Yeah.
Oh, 31 points.
Which I only know from movies, so.
Never actually done it.
No.
I ain't stretching out my socks.
Right?
I only wear fucking no-show socks anyway, so I don't know if that would work for me.
No.
Why I own a house and I lock the door.
Well, that's true. But there was a time when you didn't.
And I did not have sex in that room.
Ever? You didn't have
but when sex. I lived here, when I first moved here and when I was 18, I had a lock to a door, but I didn't own the house. Hold on, let's get Megan on here.
Megan.
Hello?
Hello.
What you doing?
I'm
Doing a podcast with Jared. You're on it.
Hey.
That's our way of saying hi to you, Jared.
Okay.
So bad.
What do you have? Are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I want cheese boots.
Yeah, I want cheese boots.
Yeah, I mean, I'm starving.
Alright, what do you want? Alright. You want to text it to me?
Yeah, sure.
Alrighty.
Does anything sound good to you?
No.
Okay. I'll figure something out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Alright, love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye, Jared.
Bye.
Bye. She heard it.
Riveting.
Married life, right? Now I have to text her what I want for dinner. Anyways, so Dragon Con.
Yeah. So I get up. First of all, I flew into Detroit and I thought I was going to die because we flew into a thunderstorm. Like, straight into the thunderstorm. We landed and they shut the entire ramp down.
No way.
Yeah, they're like, oh, glad you made it, but you're not going anywhere.
That's crazy.
Yeah. There was, like, wicked mad turbulence. I was looking out the window as we were landing, and we would, like, drop, like, a couple of feet here and there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're gonna fucking crash. I was like, well, I guess if I'm going to die anywhere, Detroit's a good place to go. No, it's not.
No.
Yeah. It was pretty ridiculous.
That's funny.
And then we got stuck on the ramp for like, I don't know, like 45 minutes because the ramp crew couldn't come out to fix anything. Or not fix anything, but they couldn't, like, you know, taxi us in or anything. So, yeah. And then I had like 10 minutes to fucking transfer to my other plane. Oh, yeah.
Fuck that.
Outrageous. But, yeah. Once I landed in Atlanta, everything was smooth. I was drunk by, like, 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I saw you had a bucket of rum.
Yeah, there was... At all the bars... So, I guess... So, basically, what Dragon Con is, there's, like, 3 host hotels. I think 3, maybe 4. I can't remember, but... And they just have events in all of their conference rooms, as well as in all, like, the lobby floors, and pretty much just everywhere they can stuff people, there's events.
Like Comic-Con.
Yeah, kind of like Comic-Con. Except it's, I mean, I've never been to a Comic-Con, but I think Comic-Con is a little bit more specific to one type of thing. Like, I know they have other stuff, like they have, you know, like the movie panels and all that other crap, but... Dragon Con's kind of like a little everything. There was like LARP displays. There was like Magic the Gathering displays. There was a sports thing going on.
That's kind of like Comic Con. I mean, maybe this one's a little more specific into those things, but there's like all those things there.
Well, I don't know. I've never been to Comic Con. But yeah, so there's these like these 3 or 4 hotels that just host all this stuff, and then so at all the bars throughout all the hotels and just like random stands, they were just selling these buckets of rum.
How much was it, and how much was in it?
It was $13, and it was, I don't know how much was in it, a bucket's worth.
It looked like it had measurements on it. That's the only reason I ask.
It probably did, and I don't think I ever actually looked at it.
So it was just rum, or was there anything in it?
No, it was mixed with something, and I don't know what it was. It tasted kind of like Gatorade, but without the nasty Gatorade taste. But yeah, it was delicious. Delicious. And then you'd find out, because some of them would put less ice and more rum. So you find out who the cool people are. Yeah, it was pretty crazy, because it was like, it never really ended. Like I got there Thursday night, probably got to the hotel probably around like 12:30 or 1 o'clock. We went out and we went drinking. Like the bars were open, people walking around in costume, everything. The event didn't even start until like Friday morning.
No way.
Yeah, like there was no events until Friday morning. So there was like just people partying all the time or whatever Thursday. And then same thing Friday, same thing Saturday, same thing Sunday.
That's crazy.
Like it just didn't stop. It was insane.
Sounds cool though.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We had a bunch of YouTube people and whatever. Random YouTube people.
Okay, being YouTubers.
Being YouTubers.
Oh, my little sister used to go to these YouTube conventions, and it sounded like the dumbest fucking thing.
It's actually probably pretty cool.
No, I guess it was like these kids from YouTube, and they were all like the fucking dumb young ones, and they would just like perform some of their popular videos and skits live.
Hmm. That's weird.
Yeah, it sounds fucking retarded. And like my uncle and my cousin and my sister both went to a bunch of them, and my uncle would always get them like backstage passes, so he'd pay like $100-something a ticket, and like the backstage thing would be put on by like Taco Bell or whoever, and they'd get back there and like all these popular YouTuber guys were only talking to each other. They wouldn't mingle with any of the fans.
Wow, that's nice.
Yep, that's how you do it.
Huh? I don't know. It didn't seem to be the case to the people that I met. They were talking to everybody.
Nice.
But whatever. Whatever.
What do you do?
But yeah, there were so many fucking people there. And like, from what I understand, they don't sell out tickets because there's no limit.
No way.
Yeah, because like it's not like it's in a convention center, so they don't have to have any like fire standards convention centers, so they just sell tickets forever. Jesus. And it was also only $80.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to go to Atlanta.
Yeah. Atlanta was okay. It was a little different than I thought it was going to be. I drove by the Adult Swim headquarters.
Nice.
Yeah, I wanted to go in, like, just wander around. What are you?
What happens here?
Me in front? Georgia. Is it a front? I don't know. I don't know. The rent for that building probably costs less than a 4-bedroom house in fucking Los Angeles.
Probably.
It's crazy.
I thought we had looked at Detroit if we ever made California money and wanted to do something. Just get a building in Detroit.
A whole building?
Yeah, man. They have fucking houses there. Like, if you get a house in like the same neighborhood as the Ford Estate, you're talking like 50 or 60 grand.
Jesus. Are you serious?
Yeah. Detroit's poor as shit, man.
What the fuck?
Tickets there are oddly expensive. Because I think it's kind of like, you know, everywhere else, or there are a lot of places that are mainstream, and so a lot of people do go there, so flights just go there all the time. But we tried to book a flight to Detroit because we wanted to go watch a Red Wings game up there before they tear down the new stadium there now and build a new one.
Yeah.
And the flights are fucking expensive because I just don't think a lot of flights go up there. It's kind of like, fuck, now we got to get a plane.
I don't know. I was forced to go up there against my will.
I'd be fine with that, but then I'd have to pay, or I'd have to leave and go somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's what I should do. Just book a cheap flight that has a layover in Detroit and just fucking leave.
They just don't catch our connecting flight.
Because they can't stop you, can they?
No.
Like, oh, look, I missed it.
Well, unless you took luggage.
Ah, fuck. I can take a backpack.
That was the other thing, too. So there is a direct flight from LA to Atlanta that leaves around the same time that I left, which was like 10 or 11. Well, my bags went on that flight.
No way.
So I got to Atlanta at like 11. My bags had already been there for like 4 hours.
Were they just circling on that thing?
I wish. That would have been awesome, but no. They like took it away and stored it in this weird locked room full of discarded luggage.
Yeah, like, did you have to go get somebody to open the room?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucked up. Did they tell you that was going to happen beforehand?
No.
How'd you find out?
The Track My Bag app.
Nice.
So I had to go out of my way to figure out where my baggage was.
That's bullshit.
They could have just told me, like, all right, by the way, it's going to be on an earlier flight.
Fuck like, that.
What the fuck? Like, how come I couldn't be on that flight?
Seriously, my bag got to fly nonstop and I went to Detroit.
Seriously.
Maybe they're just like, if this guy's bag goes to Detroit, he ain't going to have no fucking bag.
Yeah, dude. I would have, if I would have done that, I would have been in Atlanta by like 8 o'clock. It's ridiculous. Whatever. Stupid Atlanta. I'm going back though.
I'll be back.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So that's Dragon Con. Dragon Con's pretty amazing though.
I mean, you dressed up, right?
Yeah, I did a little bit. I was BoJack Horseman.
Oh yeah.
Which was probably my favorite, but also my least favorite. Because I was wearing a sweater, a blazer, and jeans.
In Hotlanta.
In Hotlanta.
ATL.
Yeah. And it was, you know, it's impossible to interact with anyone with a horse head on.
Yeah. And then you have to, like, do the voice.
No, nobody did that, luckily.
Fuckers.
Which is good, because I cannot sound like Will Arnett at all.
No. You don't smoke enough.
Yeah. Todd.
Yeah, you gotta have that weird smoker voice.
That's as close as I get.
Let me show you a game I used to play in fucking NAMM. Call me a jive turkey.
Yeah. But that one was cool. I think that one got the most recognition, too, because I was going through this... We went to an aquarium. They were doing, like, a little let's get drunk at the aquarium night.
Yeah.
I don't know, whatever. And so I going through security, I had the horse head off, and the security guard was like, BoJack Horseman? I was like, yes. He's like, all right. I'm like, I just got recognized by fucking Jive Turkey.
Good for him.
Yeah. Incredible.
That's funny.
And I would kept like photobombing everybody's pictures, so I imagine there's a lot of random horse heads in everybody's pictures.
As there should be.
It's good times.
Speaking of dressing up, I had to do a photo shoot at work yesterday.
What?
And it was so hot. It was just like this all black room, and it's like 105 degrees outside.
Jesus.
And they didn't have like air conditioners. They had these old ass swamp coolers because it doesn't need to be a climate controlled room like the rest of our factory.
Right.
Even though there's a ton of expensive guitars in there.
Why'd they do it in there?
It's the photo studio.
Hmm.
And they made me dress up and I just got so hot.
Are you going to be on like Taylor Monthly GQ or whatever?
Pretty much. We have like a, I think it's a quarterly magazine. It's called Wood and Steel, and it ships internationally.
Huh.
And they're doing some segment about flash meets subtlety or something like that. So it was like me split in half, and one half is kind of like flashy rock and roll, and the other half is like kind of subtle businessy jazz. I don't know, casual.
So you're Two-Face.
Pretty much. And one side I was like screaming. And I had on an American flag t-shirt with no sleeves, denim vest with no sleeves, with like a bunch of my patches all over it.
Yeah.
They made me wear my black shorts for some reason, even though I brought pants and cowboy boots. Like snakeskin cowboy boots.
Oh. I guess that's not angry enough.
Holding like a brand new guitar.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was an odd combo. And the other side was like dress shoes, jeans, and a fucking like button-up shirt.
Hmm.
It was odd.
That is pretty odd.
I'm curious to see how it comes out. They're like, if you want a comp of it, we can get you one. And I was like, who doesn't want a fucking picture?
Right?
Like, yeah, I'm going to steal the magazine too. But fuck it. I want like a separate picture, so I don't have to like fucking take a picture of the picture.
Right? I could scan it.
Jesus.
Man. Well, I think that's our 30-minute mark-ish.
Sounds good to me.
So, somewhere around there.
With error.
Yeah, I don't know. There's probably... what?
Huh?
Oh, wait. No, never mind. I was like, I forgot the theme song. Like, this isn't the intro.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Prepare for, yeah.
Ludicrous speed. Go.